Have you ever wondered why certain memories haunt you at 3 a.m., or why you can't shake a feeling of inadequacy despite your achievements? Your brain processes roughly 60,000 thoughts daily, yet most operate beneath conscious awareness, invisible emotional patterns that Dr. Daniel Amen calls dragons. After examining 175,000 brain scans over 4 decades, he discovered something remarkable. These hidden influences physically alter brain function, dictating our happiness, relationships, and success. Think of them as mental software running in the background, draining your battery and slowing your processor. The revolutionary insight? Once you understand these dragons, you can tame them. This isn't abstract psychology, it's neuroscience meeting everyday life, showing how past wounds, negative thoughts, and external manipulators literally reshape your neural pathways. Understanding your dragons requires knowing the brain's architecture. Your prefrontal cortex serves as the dragon tamer, the executive controlling impulses, planning futures, and making wise decisions. Meanwhile, your amygdala acts as an emotional smoke detector, triggering fight or flight responses before rational thought kicks in. The hippocampus stores memories and regulates mood, while the basal ganglia forms habits and processes rewards. These systems don't operate in isolation. They interact within 4 interconnected circles of health: biological, psychological, social, and spiritual. Consider Jimmy, whose brain scan revealed diminished activity in his left temporal lobe and heightened limbic system activity. His dragons manifested as mood swings, anxiety, and dysfunctional patterns inherited from a gang leader father. After addressing his brain health through nutrition, lifestyle changes, and dragon taming techniques, his transformation was dramatic. This illustrates a crucial truth. Your dragons aren't character flaws or permanent conditions. They're neural patterns that can be rewired once you understand the terrain where they live. The question isn't whether dragons control you, but whether you're ready to take back control. Since humans gathered around fires, we've been storytellers. The most powerful stories aren't about others, they're about ourselves. These internal narratives create mental movies playing constantly. I'm a failure. Nobody sees me. I'm not good enough. These become dragons from the past, whispering toxic scripts that shape every decision. The abandoned dragon makes you feel invisible, common among middle children or those with emotionally unavailable parents. The inferior dragon convinces you that you're perpetually less than, amplified by social media's highlight reels. Anxious dragons emerge from childhood fears, growing up during war drills, or experiencing trauma that recalibrates your nervous system to constant threat. Should and shaming dragons fill your mind with guilt-laden shoulds that drain motivation. Ancestral dragons carry trauma through generations. Children of Holocaust survivors carry their grandparents' terror in their DNA. The liberating truth? You're not stuck with these narratives. By identifying which dragons block your path and recognizing yourself as the author rather than the victim, you reclaim authorship of your life. It's never too late to change the script. Relationships mean encountering not just another person, but their entire collection of dragons. Your brain constantly replays parental voices, criticism and praise etched into neural pathways, explaining why you repeat phrases you swore you'd never use. Birth order shapes personality. Firstborns receive 3,000 extra hours of parental attention and disproportionately become leaders, though may develop narcissistic tendencies. Middle children become skilled mediators, but often feel overlooked. Youngest children charm everyone while struggling with accountability. Research by Helen Fisher reveals viewing photos of loved ones activates the same brain pleasure centers as cocaine. New love literally intoxicates you, explaining spectacularly poor decisions. Everyone radiates energy that physically affects surrounding brains. Negative people infect groups with stress hormones, while positive people trigger oxytocin and dopamine release. Brain imaging studies captured how a Qigong master's directed energy increased blood flow in subjects' brains. You don't just absorb others' moods metaphorically. Their emotional states alter your brain chemistry. Choose your companions wisely. They're literally reshaping your neural networks. Every thought triggers chemical cascades throughout your body. Negative thoughts release stress hormones, affecting every cell, while positive thoughts do the opposite. Repetitive negative thinking may even promote brain deposits associated with Alzheimer's. Dr. Amen coined automatic negative thoughts, ANTs, recognizing how negativity infests minds. 9 ant species plague consciousness. All-or-nothing ants think in absolutes. Less-than ants poison self-esteem through comparison. Just the bad ants focus exclusively on negatives. Guilt-beating ants weaponize should and must. Labeling ants attach permanent negative identities. Fortune-telling ants catastrophize futures. Mind-reading ants convince you that you know others' thoughts. If only and all be happy when ants trap you in past regret or future longing. Most toxic are blaming ants, casting you as helpless victim, draining all personal power. The antidote? Write your 100 worst ants, then interrogate each. Is it true? Absolutely true with 100% certainty? How do you feel believing it? Without it? What if the opposite were true? Most ants crumble under scrutiny, freeing mental energy for constructive thinking. Carl Jung observed that until you make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life and you will call it fate. Your life runs largely on autopilot, habits stored in the basal ganglia requiring minimal conscious thought. When your dragon tamer is strong, it cultivates healthy habits. When weak, destructive patterns take over. 10 bad habit dragons commonly sabotage lives. Saying yes when you should say no dragons overwhelm you with commitments. Automatic no dragons reflexively oppose suggestions. Interrupting dragons speak before thinking. Trouble with the truth dragons range from white lies to pathological dishonesty. Distracted dragons have reduced attention spans to 8 seconds, below goldfish levels. Procrastinating dragons postpone decisions unnecessarily. Disorganized dragons frustrate everyone with chronic lateness. Let's have a problem dragons habitually find conflict. Overeating dragons are fed by inflammatory diets that research shows literally shrink brain size. Oblivious dragons operate when you act without considering consequences. The solution isn't willpower, it's rewiring. Identify the habit, recognize triggers, understand the reward you're seeking, find healthier alternatives, and build new routines. Your habits aren't destiny. They're just well-worn neural pathways waiting to be redirected. Beyond personal dragons, billion-dollar industries weaponize neuroscience to hijack your brain. Food pusher dragons engineer products hitting your brain's bliss point through precise salt, sugar, and fat combinations, targeting children with toys and linking junk food to success through celebrity endorsements. Substance and toxin pusher dragons include marijuana dispensaries. Cannabis decreases brain blood flow and accelerates aging. Alcohol advertisers and pharmaceutical companies using emotional imagery while rapidly listing side effects. Your brain retains positive visuals, not warnings. Digital dragons, tech companies, game developers, news outlets, social networks, porn sites steal attention using proven hooks: scarcity, personalization, reciprocity, social proof. News outlets run 24/7 fear-inducing content, exploiting our negativity bias. Contact sports dragons glorify dangerous games while downplaying traumatic brain injuries. To outfox these dragons, recognize their presence. Look past the messenger to the manipulation. Get the full picture before acting. Remove apps and avoid trigger locations and set strict boundaries on media consumption. Awareness is your first defense. Understanding dragons means reclaiming authorship of your existence. When life delivers devastating blows, once tamed dragons resurface. The difference between those who spiral and those who recover isn't circumstance, it's brain health and dragon awareness. Your prefrontal cortex, when strong, supervises impulses and maintains perspective. When weak, dragons hijack your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. Strengthen your dragon tamer by asking daily, "Does my behavior get me what I want?" Exercise boosts brain blood flow. Learning builds neural connections. omega-3s, vitamin D, sleep, stable blood sugar, and avoiding toxins fortify executive function. When your dragon tamer is strong, you're in charge, not your past, not your aunts, not external manipulators. Your dragons don't disappear. They transform from destructive forces into fuel for purpose. The entrepreneur who lost everything during the pandemic initially responded with drinking, blame, and rage. After taming his dragons and enhancing brain health, he redirected that intensity toward building something new. Same energy, different direction. That's the promise. Not a dragon-free life, but a life where you ride your dragons instead of being devoured by them.